Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another Bite-Sized Political Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy this one. And as always, my thanks to Quantum Hypno for sponsoring this. So let's get to something which I'm sure you've noticed as well as I have, and that is the increasing presence of defibrillators. I saw a post on social media by Right Said Fred, and they'd put up a photo of a phone box, you know, the old-fashioned phone boxes, but it had been turned into a defibrillator center. Essentially, they'd taken the phone out and they'd stuck in a defib thing in. So on the basis, if you have a heart attack when you're walking by the phone box, hey, someone can go and give you a defibrillation. Now, I've noticed, and I'm sure you have as well, that the increased presence of defibrillators is quite amazing. Like, you find them everywhere. Seems to me every shop, but many shops seem to have them. Lots of public spaces seem to have them. They're omnipresent. And here's the thing that gets me. It wasn't like that many years ago, was it? In fact, if I'm being honest about it, prior to 2020, these things were hard to find. Now they are easy to find. So that begs the question, is there something that happened since 2020 that means that there is a need for defibrillators everywhere? And if so, wonder what that might be. Let's think about this for a minute. 2020, something happened. 2021. Oh, right. Yeah. Well, it wasn't COVID, obviously, because COVID doesn't give you a heart attack, does it? No, COVID doesn't, but because COVID doesn't exist. But, oh, yeah, the vaccines, they do, don't they? Noted side effect. So are we actually in the middle of a massive, not a psyop, because these defibrillators are everywhere. So it's like, it's not as if they're hiding it. They are everywhere. But why is the need for these things so present? I mean, yes, we see people, like, for example, happened on the news last night, the ITV news, when one of their presenters appeared to have a slight stroke on air. We see it at the football, week in, week out, young players all around the world falling over with heart problems. So, yeah, there's a lot of people have suddenly got a problem with their heart, for definite. And as I say, that cannot be attributed to COVID as such, if you believe in COVID, which I totally don't, but it can be directly attributed to the vaccines. So it's like somebody's making a lot of money out of producing these defibrillators as well. Like, you know, these things aren't free. They're pretty expensive. But yet it appears to me that there's a sudden need to have one, you know, within 50 meters of every human being on the planet, or certainly here in the UK anyway. It's like a infestation of them. And people are going to say, oh, don't be so mean. I mean, look, people do have heart problems and heart attacks, and, you know, therefore it's important that they have access to a defibrillator. Well, that may or may not be the case. But I'm saying to you that I'm extremely suspicious. Very suspicious about the fact there's so many of them. And as the Freds have pointed out, like, converting phone boxes into defibrillators is something else. And, you know, I go into my local towns, there's public defibrillators. There's a little village beside me. It's only a mile away. And they've got one in the one shop that's in the village, basically. So, you know, I would suggest to you, if I'm being honest about it, that I think this is a reaction to the massive cardiac issues caused by rolling out these vaccines, these COVID vaccines, into, you know, 70, 80% of the population. And that would certainly give you the population spread that would then arguably justify the defibrillators, except, of course, if you ask anybody in authority, they will never say for one moment that there's any connection whatsoever. The only people who draw those kind of things are us mad conspiracy theorists. But I think that there has to be a link, because, you know, it's not organic to see this sudden increase in defibrillators. It's just not. And yet somehow or another we're being asked to believe, oh no, this shows how progressive and good we are, and it shows what a caring society we are. Yeah, so you jab, you know, 3/4 of the population, it gives them heart problems. You know that. You know they're likely to keel over at any point. So you put the defibrillators out to give them a chance. Kind of cruel as well, if you like, about it. Or is it a ritual of humiliation where these defibrillators are put there in a way that's the establishment mocking us, saying, yeah, so what if we gave you heart problems? So what? We've given you defibs, so stop whinging about it. So anyway, you can make of it what you will, but it's a thing. It's definitely noticeable. And I don't think they're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. Thank you so much for listening.